8:30 a.m.
Patience, Wirngo.
Good morning, Sheta. In our headlines, the French media group Canal Plus International has expressed the willingness to promote more Cameroonian content during an audience the Prime Minister granted to the president of the media group in Yaoundé. And in news out of the country, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are to sit for their first interview with the CNN this Thursday in the U.S. Those are the main points now, the news in full. The president of the French media group Canal Plus International has expressed the desire of his enterprise to invest in the production of more Cameroonian content. Jacques Dupuy was speaking in Yaoundé during an audience accorded him by the Prime Minister, head of government, Joseph Dion Gouté. The Prime Minister equally held discussions with traditional rulers of Coupé Mwaningoba division. The general state of affairs in the division was the focus of their talks. More on this story with Christian Chiatam, the Star Building correspondent.
The French production and distribution outfit for audiovisual contents, Canal Plus, has been present in Cameroon for decades now, providing contents on information, education and sports to viewers across the country. The meeting between the Prime Minister, head of government, Joseph Dion Gouté, and the president of the Canal Plus International Group, Jacques Dupuy, served to review the activities of the group and look into the future. Jacques Dupuy, president, Canal Plus International.
We have a large team here operating in the country, about 150 employees. Many of them are involved in production, in distribution, commercial. I have mentioned to the Prime Minister that we want to go one step further, that we want to invest more in local content. We believe there are a lot of good stories, interesting stories in Cameroon that have not been told. And I'm talking of series and movies primarily. And then we discuss about adjacent investment in certain other businesses which are close to our main business.
The Prime Minister, head of government, Joseph Dion Gouté, equally met with members of the Coupé Mwaningoba Chiefs Conference Tuesday. He thanked the chiefs for mobilizing the population to work in synergy with the administration and security forces in order to maintain peace in the area. The royal fathers of Coupé Mwaningoba, for their part, thanked the government for the development drive undertaken in the administrative unit over the past years. Chief Nane Noko Emmanuel, President, Coupé Mwaningoba Chiefs Conference and Paramount Chief of Bangem.
We are visiting our Prime Minister, first of all, to thank the government, which he is leading, for doing so many good things for us, and also to present him some of the things which plague us, because a man can never be 100% satisfied. While you're having satisfaction this way, sometimes you need other things. That's what has brought us here.
The chiefs of Coupé Mwaningoba also solicited the government's intervention in ironing out disagreements over the territorial boundaries of the administrative unit. Christian Cheatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
The first session of an initiative christened Let's Talk Entrepreneurship opens today in Yaoundé under the aegis of the Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family, Marie-Thérèse Benaldua. The event, to run for 2 days, will take place at the conference room of the annex building of the Ministry of Women's Empowerment and the Family. Participants will, among other things, be drilled on how to create an enterprise or a business and obtain a land certificate. Experts will also edify them on the opportunities of the African Continental Free Trade Area, AFCFTA, for women and girls. The opening ceremony of the event is billed for 10 a.m. The Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, George Elanga Obam, will chair the installation ceremony of some officials appointed by a prime ministerial decree of the 23rd of July 2024 in Yaoundé today. During the ceremony to begin at 2 p.m., Minister George Elanga Obam will also decorate some officials of his ministry with 20th May medals, that is within the 2024 fiscal year. The event will take place at the conference room of the Yaoundé City Council. The Minister of Forestry and Wildlife, Jules Doreen Dongo, will today in Yaoundé preside over the handing over ceremony of equipment relating to the implementation of the Economic and Social Development Program as part of the Japanese grant. The event will begin at 11 a.m. Members of the Cameroon Pig Interprofession, Interpork come hold their plenary meeting in Bankomo today on the outskirts of Yaoundé. The two-day event will be chaired by the president of Interpocam. The challenges faced by pig farmers will feature among issues to be discussed. The first group of CRTV audiovisual technicians to be trained as operators of the Video Assistant Referee, VAR, received their end-of-course certificate in Yaoundé today. This will be during an event to be chaired by the Director General of the CRTV, Charles Ndongo, at the conference room of CRTV's International Broadcasting Center in Lonkak from 8 a.m. The minister delegate at the presidency in charge of public contracts has lauded ongoing structural projects within the Marwa 1, 2 and 3 subdivisions. Minister Ibrahim Talba Mala made the assessment after an inspection visit of some road projects and edifices under construction, as well as the Marwa Reference Hospital, where state-of-the-art medical equipment are being installed. At the end of that visit, Minister Ibrahim Talba Mala made an assessment of what he saw on the field to our reporter, Amos Eno Nyaket Agbo. Take a listen.
All is in progress. As far as the road is concerned, the road of Laf to Magada, it remains something very slight to be done inside Palais Polyvalent. This one has started not far. We hope that what they have achieved is correct, and they have to emphasize on the securitization of this zone, because the water is strong there, and if we don't do something to protect, we will have problem. And now we have reached the hospital here, our total satisfaction, because the building is there. The problem of water and electricity can be solved after the inauguration.
You were listening there to Minister Ibrahim Talba Mala. The Minister of Territorial Administration has encouraged traditional rulers to include more women in their traditional councils, adding that the presence of women is not meant to replace the men, but to reinforce their work for a better society. Minister Paula Tanganji was speaking in Yaoundé last evening at a national workshop for the mobilization of stakeholders for a systematic inclusion of female notables in traditional chiefdoms in Cameroon, organized by the Association of Women and Girls of the Adamawa, known as AFADA. Minister Paula Tanganji was accompanied to the event by the Governor of the Central Region, Nasiri Paul-Bia, and the Senior Divisional Officer of the Fundi, Emmanuel Jigndent. In news out of Cameroon, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, the Democratic ticket for U.S. President, have agreed to do their first joint interview. Both politicians will sit down with the cable network news, CNN, in Georgia for an interview that airs this Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Daytime or Daylight Time. It will be the candidate's first in-depth, on-the-record conversation with a reporter since President Joe Biden exited the race and endorsed Mrs. Harris as his replacement more than 5 weeks ago. Since the vice president moved to the top of the ticket, Republicans have criticized her for appearing to avoid the press and accused her of leaving voters in the dark on her presidential plans. And finally, in sports, 10 Cameroonian bodybuilding athletes will leave the country today for Manila in the Philippines to take part in the Asia Pacific Bodybuilding Championships that will feature the participation of 15 countries. And that footnote in sports takes us to the end of the